As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's killing for you.
Jimi Hendrix noise thing?
But that's not at Monterey.
Ow.
I couldn't find the live Monterey one. This would play better on the radio anyway.
Fair enough.
That's the wall of sound. It really does sound like there's, I don't know, six guys up there going crazy on their guitars, and it's just him. But he was like that.
Joe's nodding like, I have no clue what John's talking about here.
I was thinking of, I got to find the audio of the dude that, the guy from Police Academy that, did you ever hear the thing?
Oh, does he do Led Zeppelin?
When he did Led Zeppelin.
It's so awesome. I showed it to my wife. I saw it. I was like, I showed Zeppelin.
What's that guy's name?
His name is Michael something.
Michael. He was so, everyone loved him. He was everyone's favorite Police Academy guy.
Maybe Michael Winslow?
Wait till you hear this, Sean. You're going to love, we're going to play this in about 5 minutes.
When I was
not going to believe it.
It's so freaking awesome.
Police Academy was very risque. Mm-hmm. Like, I was not supposed to be watching Police Academy. It's a rated R movie. Mm-hmm. But everyone watched Police Academy. And everyone's favorite police officer was that guy, Michael, whatever his name is. Because
Jones, I think, was the character's name, right?
I don't know. Maybe. Just in everything he did was magical because the sounds were so realistic. I totally thought they were cheating. Everyone totally thought that was like, that's special effects.
Right, not possible.
There's no way a man can make that sound with his mouth. They helped him out with, you know, behind the scenes. But then, like, you would see interviews with him and stuff.
Right.
And he really could do it.
Wait till you hear what we're about to play, John. It will blow your mind away. We'll get to that in a couple minutes.
This.
By the way, let me say a big thanks to the great people from Philly Pretzel Factory who dropped off a big old delicious grouping of pretzels, for a big selection of pretzels for us today in honor of National Pretzel Day, which, by the way, is on Saturday. We celebrate here on draft day with a bunch of pretzels. Get yourself some pretzels for the draft.
Oh,
tonight,
my goodness. They got the mustard. They got the cheese.
It.
They got the dessert. It's so perfect.
You guys
right
know
now.
The deal. Get yourself a great pretzel or 10 or 100. Philly Pretzel Factory. By the way, you can stop by your local Philly Pretzel Factory on Saturday for a free pretzel while supplies last. So get yourself there. Thank you to Philly Pretzel Factory. We love celebrating National Pretzel Day. I love Philly Pretzel. Who doesn't? Come on. It's awesome. Get yourself to Philly Pretzel Factory for pretzels any day. Let's go to the phones. We'll get to this audio we're going to play for you coming up shortly is going to blow your mind away.
National Pretzel Day. There's like a national everything.
There is.
Day.
It's quite a. Yeah,
is
that's
there
right.
a national waffle? There's definitely
I am sure
a national
there is. Yes.
There's a national everything. Truly everything except Joe DiCamera. National Joe DiCamera Day.
Don't say. I thought you were going to say President's Day. Same idea.
Well, I was going to say July 4th. I mean,
I knew the general concept
right?
of what you were going to do.
I mean,
yeah.
Do you think there will be a federal holiday to me someday?
Right? Is it your day, July 4th? No, I don't.
Do you think there will be a federal holiday to me someday?
If we're lucky, then no.
No.
No, if you're... Hold on, Devin. That's really rude. If you're lucky, it? I've done something great enough that there will be.
Okay, what
right?
will that be?
I don't know.
Okay.
Time will tell.
We'll see.
Sounds like a great plan you've got.
I'm just insulted to Devin's anti-American.
What do you get out of this? Devin, how am I anti-American?
You're anti-American because you don't want me to do something great for America.
No, that's being called pro-American because we don't want to leave the country in your hands.
You will doom America.
I'm gonna solve. You ready for this one? I'll tell you, this might dissuade me from running. Who the hell wants to take on AI? How do you figure that one out?
That's a tough one.
It's going to be me versus the machines someday. 2060, the hammer versus the machines.
I'm sure that'll go well.
I'm just saying.
Didn't you say you weren't John Connor?
I'm not
confused.
But yeah. I would appoint those that would, you know, lead the army against the machines. It's got phones. All right. Ed and Ned.
You sound like you're so cut out for this job, doesn't he?
No, I did think I would
appoint those who lead the army.
I felt pretty good about the presidential thing until the AI issue. I was really thinking about this recently. I'm like, that would be a hard one. I don't know where to start with that.
You don't want your name to be associated with the AI dysfunction that may come.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Happy draft day, team.
Happy draft day, Ed.
You know it, pal.
Quote Jerry Jones, I don't have the patience to jack with the Phillies today.
Hey, that's a good call.
It's such a wonderful position to be in at 32. I mean, this is a position that the freaking Super Bowl champions are in, right? I mean,
that's because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, just in case people didn't remember.
That's right.
Let's freaking go. So I just think they have so much the drafting for need is very much different than drafting for a relative need, right? Ross said earlier, like, you have guys with potential at positions of need that, you know, given the opportunity to coach them up or just a change of scenery could be incredibly great value. So
no question.
They have it's an amazing luxury they have.
They do.
At 32.
Ed, let me switch gears for one sec, because there's something that's going to happen in the top 10 tonight that I think would not have happened without one of our own, and I think it's really cool. The running back, how do you say his name, Gentry?
Genty.
He's going to get picked in the top 10 and maybe the top 5 because of Saquon Barkley. Like, if Saquon didn't do what he did, and if Derrick Henry didn't do what he did.
And himself. Let's not take Genty out of this. He's like an all-time prospect,
Joe.
I
know what you're saying, but I actually think this guy's like Bijan. Like, he's one of those guys who, especially this year in this draft, I'm just telling you, dude, like, everything we've heard is, like, he's one of the top 5 best players in this draft. Like,
I know,
period.
And he jumps over people and the whole deal.
I think Saquon helped him, but I think he's like, look, Bijan was taken before Saquon.
That's true.
In the 8th pick in the draft.
2 years ago?
Yeah, in the 8th, and Jahmyr Gibbs went 12th. My point is, I think that was changing already. I think this guy would have gone top 10 no matter what the draft.
All right, fair enough.
But his cause is helped.
Absolutely,
Because what was the argument against Bijan? It was, well, you don't take a running back that high.
But they did.
So Bijan was the first guy in the top 10 since who?
I don't know.
Gurley?
I can't remember if Gurley was 10th or not. He was close to it.
Because there was like 5 or 6 or 7 years where, I mean, there was a couple years when Saquon was in the first round.
Saquon went second, obviously.
Well, that's
Saquon was after Gurley.
He was the second pick in the draft,
right. Because I think Gurley was maybe 17 and Saquon was 18, something
when
like that.
When they were really like that special, they would still be earmarked. But it was like there was just one, you know, and once upon a time, you would have multiple backs potentially first round.
Oh, you would go number one overall.
Yeah.
I mean, that was not uncommon at all.
Kijana Carter.
You'd have one in the first and then a flood after that.
Right.
It's like everyone was going to wait until second and third round to draft their back.
Wild. Ed, I'm sorry. We like really cut you off.
Yeah, sorry.
No, but you make a great point with Genty and there are other backs like Omari and Hampton who are... Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Teams are like, we need a guy who's 6 feet, 230, runs a 4.440 because that's what Saquon Barkley did. And I think that's kind of a dangerous connection to just go by height, weight, speed. I mean, they have to get it done, you know, on the field.
Got to play. Got to be able to play the game.
But that's, yeah. he's helped. Saquon's helped a lot of running backs draft stock this year.
All right, Ed, I need a notable last from you because the Eagles are picking last tonight. What's a notable last?
How about Michael Jordan's last shot of the Bull against the Utah Jazz in the 98 finals?
Big answer right there.
A really good answer.
Yeah. It wasn't his last NBA shot, but it was his last Bull shot. MJ last Bull shot. That was something. Of course, stripped the ball right before that. And right before that, scored in 4 seconds off an inbounds pass, you know, because they were down three with about 35 seconds to go, something like that. And he got the quick two, the defensive strip, then the basket. That's a big-time answer right there, man. All right, a little life advice with the Hammer, which is brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material and handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. You know what I got to remember to do more often? I just did it with Devin. Felt a little bad. It's a little rude.
It's okay.
It's
classic.
You know, like Earth to Rob Thompson. Don't say that! I mean, my God! That thing last night about, what was the line?
About Romano?
Yeah,
that's just baseball type of line. That line you're talking about?
Yeah, that line. It was, what the hell was it?
Martin didn't even hit the ball that hard.
The randomness. You know?
Oh, the randomness of the game.
Yeah, love it.
Like, Earth to Rob Thompson, don't say that.
So when they start winning, do you think he's going to be like, that's just the randomness of the game?
That's good. Good point.
Great point.
Did the Eagles win the Super Bowl because of the randomness of the game?
Yes.
Come
40-6, random.
My God. All right. Life advice, James. What does someone need help with today?
All right. We're going to help Phil out. Phil says, hello, morning show.
Hello, Phil.
I'm in a relationship for the last 4 years.
Dumper!
And I don't feel the spark/love like I used to.
Really? Oh, no. Really, dumper.
I feel like I need to get out, but I also don't know how. I love her, but I don't know if I'm in love with her anymore, and I don't want to hurt her. She's a great person. But marriage comes up, and I don't know if this is what I want forever. I don't want to throw away a 4-year relationship with a woman I love, but I'm worried the spark is gone forever. How do I handle this Hammer?
Boy, that's brutal.
God.
By the way, I'm looking at our video here on YouTube. I wish the camera wasn't on James when he read that. Had it been, you would have seen him going like this. I mean, John,
well, when I'm reading, especially because I'm trying to read off the screen,
you know,
here,
it's
so
just going,
it's a little easier.
I mean,
like
Seltzer
this.
Was just John. Like why this. Does he do this?
Why not though? Like why that. Not? Why not? You can't
because
hear
it's
it,
weird.
But you can't hear it.
A little
so.
Bit, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, when you.
No, if I do that,
yeah,
I'm like,
you
oh,
do,
I rarely do that. I only do that when I'm fired up and I'm grabbing it like that. Why don't you touch the mic more? Move it around a little bit.
Right, so what's
bring
the question?
It to where you need it.
The guy's in a long relationship, loves her, but isn't in love. Is that the basic premise?
That's what it seems like. Did you pay attention to the question? You're too busy looking at yourself on YouTube.
No, I was too busy looking at you.
Uh-huh.
Look, here's what I'd say. You got a problem, man. You do have a problem.
You nailed it there.
No, look, you got a real... Look, that's a tough one, man. So,
this is why they come to you for advice.
I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? So he loves her a lot, but he's not in love with her.
He cares about her.
Yeah.
So the question is,
but also, I think he's 4 years in. He's like, should I just give up on this? Like, I think it's a tough spot.
You got to remember, love changes. Is it appropriately changed? Can you still say you want to spend the rest of your life with this woman?
Yeah.
That is a huge commitment.
Well, I'll say this:
you have to be honest about it.
John touched on something that is the ultimate key, in my opinion. You and only you can answer this question, sir. You have to assess: do you want to spend the rest of your life with her? Now, I hate to put it back on you because you're asking me, but I mean that is the advice I'll give you. Answer that question. Do you want to spend the rest of your life with her? If the answer is yes, stay with her. If the answer is no, don't.
But make the decision, because it's unfair to the woman to just, you know, you're not sure. Let me see what happens. Just keep going.
And not good for yourself.
Yeah, not good for yourself either.
Yeah. That's tough, man. We'll figure that out. And with that, life advice.
It's basically like, good luck, pal.
Good luck, buddy.
Sucks for you.
Life advice with the hammer. We'll hope you figure that out.
Earth to me.
That honestly could be the tagline for life advice with the hammer.
Earth to me. Have a better answer next time.
But to be fair,
nice job there.
4 years in, I do think probably most people's relationships will have changed a lot.
Yes.
After 4 years. Yes. So maybe it's just normal. Maybe you're okay, but only you know.
Yeah, that's, oh man.
But be honest.
It's not going to feel like the honeymoon stage forever.
Yeah. You need to talk to her about it.
You need to examine your feelings.
How long do you guys think that typically lasts?
Honeymoon?
Like
the honeymoon thing?
No, like the lust thing.
I guess it depends.
How long is that? Seltzer? From your robust experience.
Start.
Well, I'm obsessed with my wife, and I always have been. So
were you obsessed with others before that?
So I've been with my wife so long. Like, we've been... My point is like, I was so young. Like, I've only had, like, one super long relationship prior to her.
Disgusting sound.
Yeah, I know. I swallowed, and it wasn't great. I'll pull it.
James, here's the question I'm asking you. You can duck it, or you can answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have anyone before that that you really loved?
Yeah, okay. I did.
This is an intrusive line of questioning,
But what you realize when you're with that person, like, love less. Like,
did she dump you because it sounds like the one you made 30 seconds ago?
No. I dumped her for my wife. The point is that the camera is on Devin
because she's really cracking up here. The camera's not on her.
16 years in, I'm still obsessed with my wife. That's what I'm trying to say. 16 years in, I'm still obsessed with my wife. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Are you as obsessed?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with my wife. She's the best.
Are you more obsessed with your
wife? Yeah, I think so. I love her more than I ever did.
Okay. Wow.
She's the best. My wife is the best.
But it has changed. His love has permutated into lustier love.
All I was trying
love.
To find out is how long does lust last?
Well, lust
Devin,
lasts forever.
Devin, the extreme lust, how long does it last?
Oh my God, I'm cracking
How lusty
now.
Are you?
I'm losing my
Someone
mind.
Someone put the camera on Devin. She's like tearing up right now and the camera's still not on her.
The line of intrusive questioning is the noise James just made. Oh my God.
Wow.
I don't know.
Hit you hard.
I know, you're a mess over there. I cry when I laugh really hard. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Do you ever like start laughing and then you can't stop and then it gets worse and worse? And then
Keep the camera on her.
She's tearing up.
You really are streaming down your cheeks right now.
I'm a laugh crier.
Wow. I mean, that's cool.
That's funny.
I'm going to get dehydrated. Make sure you rehydrate.
So, Devin, to follow up, are you still in lust? Is the question that we're wondering. Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.